Grubby. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Another game. And then from there, you go out there and make plays for your team. You understand that you don't have another game. But in my mindset, I go into it, it's another game. And go out there and go win a game.
That's Caleb Williams. He spoke yesterday at Hallis Hall. This is Raheemy Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. And joining us now on the Circus Sports Illinois Hotline is our Bears reporter, Chris Emma, live from Hallis Hall. Download the Circus Sports app today. Are you on Twitch? You are.
Oh, I'm looking at him.
He's on Twitch. Twitch.tv/Chicago670TheScore. Chris, did you... You popped on. We heard your little sound effect. Did you hear any of what Danny was saying? Did you hear he's going to the game and he's wearing a robe and it's the first game he's been to since the double doink and now I'm scared?
Unbelievable. Yeah, I was checking the AccuWeather forecast for Saturday night at Soldier Field, and they specifically said, which I'd never seen in an AccuWeather forecast, dress warmly for the football game. I don't think that means a robe. So good luck, Parkins. Go get him.
Sometimes when I'm cold at my house, the robe is the only way I'll stay warm. Probably says more
he's
about
gonna stand
my
now,
utilities.
That's for sure.
Well, that's his point. He wants to peacock his way through a Bears, what he's hoping will be a victory. If it's not, it's going to be a real sad robe.
If Danny mushes the Bears, we're going to have an uncomfortable conversation.
I don't believe in mushes, but I understand the idea of a mush.
Then you work at the Score and you learn how to believe in mushes.
No, but I don't think the Packers are worse than the Bears based on what I've seen in the previous two matchups. That's all I'm saying. So we'll see what happens. But I know people are talking out there at Hallis Hall. They'd be running their mouths.
Yeah, let's get right to it, because we heard from both coordinators, Dennis Allen, Declan Doyle, along with, of course, Richard Hightower, and you're going to hear from the offensive and defensive coordinators of the Bears. And we'll start with Dennis Allen, because Sunday's performance was concerning. The Bears could not get off the field defensively. They were not able to build rhythm offensively as a result. And Ben Johnson on Monday pointed to the fact that they allowed just 19 points and saying that gives us a chance to win this game. Dennis Allen spoke about that along with the injuries and some of the struggles they've had in the secondary. He reiterated what Ben Johnson said. So here's Dennis Allen.
Well, ultimately, you look at points allowed. That's the number one thing. And look, it's not always as clean as we want it to be, not always as pretty as we want it to be. But our job is to give us an opportunity to win. And look, those things are all, like, there's a lot of things that go into those things. There's us, being able to get off the field. I think the last couple of weeks we've kind of hit a deal where we haven't done a good job of getting off the field, we hadn't maintained possession as much offensively as we have in a lot of games. So that's how some of that stuff works. And yet, we had a chance to win both of those games. Comes down to the very end of the game, and you have a chance to win. Sometimes you're going to win those, sometimes you're not. But I think the more often you put yourself in those positions to have an opportunity to win, the better your opportunities are.
Tyreek's snap count has gone down kind of steadily the last couple of weeks to where he didn't play at all last week. Why is that?
Well, I think, we got Jalen back. That's part of it. And I think Nashawn Wright's played really well. But there'll be a plan, in place for Tyreek. We'll see how the game plays out. But I think all those guys have to be ready to play.
Are there things that Tyreek can do this week to maybe earn a series or do more to get out there?
Yeah, and I think it really comes down to, whatever opportunities any of us get, taking advantage of those opportunities. So I know he's preparing really hard this week. Like I said, today's the first day we'll go out and practice, but I think he's in the right mindset. Hopefully he'll go out there and take advantage of whatever opportunities he gets.
Jalen's talked about his own health, saying that he just hasn't felt quite right. Jalen Johnson come back, obviously, from the injury. How do you account for that as a play caller? And how does that impact your defensive stylings for each game, just knowing that he's not at his top form yet?
Yeah, I think you got to take all those things into account. But he's working extremely hard, he's given us everything that he has, and I expect him to be able to do the same thing. I think each week he gets a little bit better.
I understand that points allowed has to be kind of the battle cry here, because head coach said it a couple days ago, and I know that that's the principle. But Chris, what do you think?
I mean, look, this team has not been able to get in a rhythm on either side of the football because of the inability to get off the field. And Dennis Allen did mention third down. That's been a struggle for this football team, but it's also been a struggle even getting into third down. And you saw that a couple weeks ago out in the Bay Area. And the Lions, yes, they only put up 19 points. You held them out of the end zone just as you did the Packers a couple weeks ago. But, man, it's just it's not been a consistent ability to get off the field. This team has relied on either bending but not breaking in the red zone. And you saw that in that win at Soldier Field over the Packers. The Green Bay was 0 for 5 in the red area. And then you've seen, obviously, the takeaways. This team has taken the ball away at a high level, which is great, but you can't count on that consistently. You have to get those three and outs. And then on the other side of the coin, as I mentioned, this offense has just not been able to get in rhythm until late in this game. And that's something for Ben Johnson, Declan Doyle, Caleb Williams to figure out. But certainly you want to have those long, sustained drives. You want to be able to keep your defense off the field, keep that offense on the field, such as you saw in that game in Philadelphia. And I think the key is that rushing attack is generating that consistent ground-to-pound physical attack with the offense where you can sustain those drives and you can dominate that time of possession. That's just been eluding this team for a bit. It goes hand-in-hand. This team has just not been able to play complementary football, and they've just been getting by the last few weeks.
Chris, defense I've given up on. Give me some good news about the offense.
Well, look, you've got a playmaker developing in Colston Loveland. He finished with 58 receptions in the regular season. That passed Mike Ditka for the third most of a Bears first-year player. And he's having an outstanding rookie season and coming on late for this team. This has come with injuries. Obviously, DJ Moore's been banged up for a lot of this year. Romo Dunze has missed the last month. Luther Burden's been in and out of the lineup. Colston Loveland has been a security blanket for Caleb Williams and for this offense. And that's no accident. Here's Declan Doyle explaining why.
Yeah, he's very reliable. He's a friendly target to throw to. We talk about that a lot. He's a big, big player with big catch radius. And you don't see a lot of tight ends that can do both. He does a really good job in the run game. I think that's part of it. That's probably an unsung part of his game, that when you turn the tape on, it's really impressive for him, a guy that can threaten you on third down and yet on base downs can help you and be an extension of the offensive line. The biggest thing is, you know, you know what to expect out of the player. He's a guy that you trust in big moments, and, you know, we've loved having him.
Is this the type of option you thought you were getting when you guys selected him or you did there?
Absolutely. That was what showed up on tape throughout his college tape, and you hope that a player develops into that. And he's certainly, you know, met our expectations, and he still has meat on the bone as far as his growth.
With Colston, just back to Chris's question really quick. As you look back on the season now, and I know it took him a couple weeks to get going, was that just a byproduct of figuring out, of him trying to learn an NFL offense, of you guys trying to figure out how to use your tight ends? Like, once he got going, it felt like he didn't really stop.
Yeah, I think it was, it may be a little bit of both. You know, we certainly, as we felt more comfortable with him in some of those bigger spots, we started to move him around a little bit more. You know, early on, there were plenty of opportunities for him on the sheet, and yet sometimes it just, that's how it goes. Coverage doesn't dictate that the ball goes there. As the season progressed and he became, you know, very reliable for us and we trust him, he's found himself in some more of those spots, and he's taken advantage of that. He'll continue to do so, and like I said before, he's just a guy that we trust.
He's been as productive as any tight end. I would argue, Chris, that he's the best playmaker the Bears have right now for one game.
Without a doubt. And look, this is exciting for the big picture. Like, you drafted this kid 10th overall to be a game-changing presence in your offense and somebody that Ben Johnson can have a lot of fun with, somebody that Caleb Williams can generate a trust in. And you've seen the fruits of that already come to fruition here in his rookie season. You look ahead, man, this kid could have a really bright, long future with the Bears and be a significant weapon in this offense for many years. And obviously with Caleb Williams at the helm at quarterback, like, you love that connection. This is a pairing that is having a breakthrough this season as a rookie for Colston. But as you look towards Saturday, you look toward what you hope is a postseason run, Colston Loveland is going to be a difference maker. And I don't know if the Bears envisioned that in the beginning of the season, but they were just trying to get him more involved and get him incorporated and uncomfortable. But here they are now heading into postseason football, and they've got a rookie top 10 pick, a guy who you're really counting on, who's become a reliable bread and butter piece of your offense.
Chris Emma, thanks for doing the work today for us from Hallis Hall. And if you see Danny on Saturday, do not say the word doink. Do not say the word double. Make sure nobody else is either.
I'll do my best. I'll do my best. Take care.
All right. Thanks, Chris.
Thank you, Chris. That was Chris Emma joining us on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. Coming up next, we've talked a lot about Cole Kmet's family, both this year and just in past conversations, because the Kmets are athletic. Dad's a coach. Brother played baseball for Notre Dame. Other brother set to be a quarterback at Illinois State.
Already a national championship runner-up.
So we haven't talked about his sister. Non-competitive dancer. But it's her boyfriend that's an issue here. And then why is she still asking Cole for tickets? Let's get to the bottom of it next.